Okay. I'd like to call the special meeting of the Marysville Board of Education to order on July 14th, 2016. A little backwards there. Can we have a roll call, please?
Mr. Luke?
Here.
Ms. Powers?
Here.
Mr. Smith?
Here.
Ms. Devine?
Here. So the order of business tonight is to approve a resolution to fill the Board of Education vacancy. So I am looking for a motion to approve this resolution.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Smith.
Second.
Second by Ms. Powers. Any comments? Yes, go for it.
I prepared a little something. In the press release that was issued concerning the vacancy on this board, Sue Devine was quoted as saying, "Ed brought a wealth of knowledge and experience based on his involvement as a civic leader in our community. His board service reflected his ongoing commitment to public education, providing the best opportunities for all our children. His wisdom and guidance will be missed. I had several people tell me that they knew we would not be able to find another person exactly like my friend Ed, but they hoped that we could find someone who shared Ed's best qualities. As we reviewed, discussed, and reflected on the 13 applications we received, it became evident to me that there were many in our community that possessed these qualities. We face the challenge of selecting one candidate from the 13 applying to take a seat on this board. Through a consensus-building process, the board used Nan Savage, distinguished herself." And so that's why I'm proud to make the motion.
Thank you. That's excellent.
I'd just like to say we got a lot of good candidates. I think it says something for our community that we had 13 people stand up and everyone was the calls that I made, mm-hmm. to people. They were just very nice and mm-hmm. said, thank you for reviewing my app and everything. So I thought that was mm-hmm. spoke well of mm-hmm. their support for our system.
Right. Well, I didn't know Nan before the process, but I was impressed by her application and her interview, and I'm looking forward to working with her. And by no means is she replacing Ed.
Right.
She's a completely different person, but I think she's going to bring a lot to the school board. Right. So I'm excited.
I think she'll bring a lot of detail. She's research-oriented, like mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and is always looking into stuff and wants to do the training and better herself and everything. So, and I like the fact that she already knew all about all of our stuff on the website.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That
was okay. I know. I'm like you did. I kind of prepared something just because I thought, I wanted to thank a few people. I wanted to thank Donna Lottage. She did a fabulous job of keeping track of all of our meetings and making other people aware of them and putting up with our last minute changes and stuff. So I really appreciated that. I wanted to thank Tyson and Rich from our tech department for their help with the interview process. I wanted to thank Diane and Todd for both sharing their thoughts and understanding that ultimately the decision would be made by the board. And I just feel so fortunate that we have a strong, supportive, professional, and respectful governance team. And I think it's an honor to be a part of it. So thank you very much. And then I also wanted to thank everybody who applied for the vacancy because it has been really difficult for all of us. Here we've lost Ed, and yet we have to focus on filling this position within 30 days. And so I think the process of filling the term has been really positive. And everyone I talked to was surprised that we had 13 applicants, and I was surprised myself. But like you said, I think it says so much about our community and the support that they have for our district and the kind of people who live in our community who are willing to step up and serve. So in the end, we knew we had to select just one. It was a tough decision. All the applicants were strong supporters of both our district and our goal of providing a great education for every student. But our focus was to appoint the applicant who we felt best enhanced our governance team and had the qualities that we were looking for. So, during our interview with Nan, it became clear to me that she had a really good understanding of our financial history back when TPP was first eliminated and the importance of communicating to all the constituents. She was actively involved in past levy campaigns. And again, Amy, like you said, she had a really strong background in strategic planning and communication. And it also was clear that she really understood what the role of a board member was. You know, we have our administrators who handle the daily operations, and the board members are here to kind of oversee policy and make sure that we're going in the direction that we all think is best for our students. And Nan commented about how our teaching staff is a real strength of the district, that our administrative leadership has done a great job promoting innovation and community partnerships, and also how much she looks forward to attending training seminars in order to get up to speed as quickly as possible. And she has the time to do it right now, and I think that was another key factor, that she's looking forward to this, something that she's wanted to do in the past, and now I think she can really dive in. So we really look forward to her joining us next week, and that's all I have to say. Okay. Well, how about a roll call then?
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. We'll look forward to Nan joining us. So now we just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
By Mrs. Powers, second by Mr. Smith. Roll call.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Okay, our meeting is